Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Capital Beat.
Capital Beats with Representative Dr. Bob Onder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to be back.
So should we anticipate a federal government shutdown?
Yeah, at this point, Ryan, I think it's almost for sure. And not for lack of work by House and Senate Republicans. Before the work period this week, last Friday, the U.S. House of Representatives, all the Republicans and I think one Democrat voted for the continuing resolution that would have kept the government open. But Chuck Schumer is acting as a sort of legislative terrorist, Senate minority leader, and he is saying that his price is that to even talk about a 7-week clean continuing resolution. Clean means it doesn't have any of the policy things that, you know, I would like or you would like or that Democrats would object to. It just keeps the government open for 7 weeks. His price is, first of all, get rid of all the Obamacare and the Medicaid reforms to end waste, fraud, and abuse. Extend the COVID era Obamacare subsidies forever. Restore funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that leftist propaganda machine, and commit to no more rescissions to reduce government spending at a time when we are hemorrhaging in debt. So basically, Chuck Schumer wants a shutdown. He knows all four of those things are non-starters for Republicans. And I think he thinks that somehow that's going to make his base think that he's tough and cool or something like that. What Schumer seems to not realize or not be counting on is this gives President Trump the power to decide what areas of government are essential and not essential. No one's going to miss a Social Security check. No doctor's going to go without getting paid by Medicare. But President Trump will decide what bureaucrats are non-essential and get to be sent home.
Congressman, they also, this is Dan, a lot of folks are talking about the money to illegals, especially in that Medicaid package, that they're trying to make sure that they're continuing the funding. And that's actually a hill they're willing to die on for this. That is a high point. They don't necessarily say that. They keep disguising it as Medicaid increases need to be reinstated. But that increase was totally tied to health care for the illegals.
An enormous part of it was, the Medicaid reform provisions in the Working Families Tax Cut Act, had a number of reforms, some of them to eliminate double payments to insurance companies, others to create work requirements so that people will get back to work and get back into the workforce. But yes, a big part of what we were seeking to do when we passed that bill and President Trump signed it on the 4th of July was to cut off Medicaid to illegal aliens. And blue states, Democrat states have millions of illegal aliens on our Medicaid rolls. So you and I and everyone listening to you is working our tails off. We don't mind supporting a social safety net for the truly needy, but for heaven's sakes, they're giving free health care to people who shouldn't even be in our country.
Can we shift gears a little to California, SB 771, which has passed both the House and Senate out there. It's waiting for Gavin Newsom's signature, which is going to basically cause censorship to run rampant among social media platforms because they're threatening million-dollar fines if anybody on that platform, any of the social media platforms, puts anything out there that the government deems to be hate speech. This has got to be very concerning for people in Washington that a state could literally, you know, quiet the voices of thousands of conservatives because, of course, they'll be the ones who will deem what's hate speech and what isn't. And that'll scare the heck out of these social media platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan, well, 100%. We already see this playing out in the UK and in the European Union. Both of those have, you know, hate speech censorship laws. And just a few weeks ago, an Irish citizen, a comedian, in the United States, posted a handful of tweets that the British government found offensive. And when he was on his connecting flight in London Heathrow Airport, he was arrested. The tweets were kind of funny and there really wasn't anything all that terrible about them. But the government deemed that offensive. And we know during the COVID-19 era that there was a whole censorship regime going on with the Biden administration pushing, coercing the tech companies to censor. And in fact, Google just issued a letter to us on the House Judiciary Committee admitting that, apologizing that, saying it was done under pressure from the Biden administration, saying they won't do it again. And finally, we know what the authors of that California bill intend, because they, as examples of hate speech, they say anything negative about the LGBTQ community or about migrants. So yeah, if you are against doing sex change operations for minors, you're guilty of hate speech and they're going to censor you.
Exactly. And marginalized populations, which of course means that you can go out and say whatever you want against white Christians, right? Because they're not going to deem that as a marginalized group.
Well, that is usually what it means. And also, you can demonize ICE agents, and which results in that horrific shooting that we saw in Dallas. So, it is unbelievable. You know, and since March, there have been something like 300 robberies, violent robberies of jewelry stores in California. There has been unfathomable amounts of crime by illegal aliens. And is Gavin Newsom concentrating on fighting crime? No, he's focusing on censoring his political enemies. This is the kind of climate that leads to these politically motivated crimes that we've seen, murders that we've seen just in the past couple of weeks.
Can Congress stop a state legislature from this kind of overreach and violation of the First Amendment rights? Is there anything you guys can do at the federal level to stop SB 771?
Yeah, I think SB 771 is already illegal in two ways. One, it's a flagrant violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution, number one. But number two, it's also a violation of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which gives social media companies and tech companies broad exclusion from liability for the content posted on their sites. Now, I really think the CDA should be reformed or possibly even repealed in its entirety. That's a separate issue, but clearly California's bill would violate that statute. So I don't think it will ever go into effect.
Can I say, is there a bit of irony that this is happening in California, the land of Hollywood, who just went on this big holier-than-thou tirade to protect Jimmy Kimmel, who was suspended for 48 hours so he can go sit back and, you know, enjoy a little vacation time in his $20 million home or whatever he has in California?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
When they're talking about hurting regular individuals, $500,000 fines for thing they say on social media. One was the fake prosecution and the crocodile tears of the Jimmy Kimmel versus the real prosecution of every regular day people that would ruin them. Is there a little bit of irony there that this is happening right now?
Yeah, of course it was. And of course, Jimmy Kimmel's 2-day suspension from his horrible show that's hemorrhaging money was a business decision. It was already, the show was already hemorrhaging money. And then Nexstar and Sinclair said, we're just not carrying the Jimmy Kimmel show anymore, which would mean it would be losing even more money. So, you know, I would hope if I owned stock in what was it, ABC, I would hope they'd be dropping the show. That's not censorship. That's not censorship. But this is real censorship. And the UK and the European Union are already, censoring. And we on the House Judiciary Committee and others, and the Trump administration, we're looking at how we're going to push back, because if the UK and the EU are censoring our speech, that's really, these are nationwide, these are worldwide platforms, and it has implications for all of us in our speech.
Right. And it would bring back all those social media fact checkers that we finally got rid of this year and online censorship. Yeah.
Yeah, Google's letter to Chairman Jordan and to our committee said that they're getting rid of fact checkers. So that's encouraging. But we don't want them back.
But if they have $1 million fines over their heads in California, they're going to have no choice but to try to censor that stuff, because they're going to get hammered on every occurrence.
Yeah, no, your listeners might say, how does California's law affect us in Missouri? But all California's regs affect us, because California is such a huge market. So if Google and Facebook and, Meta, Microsoft, Apple start imposing California speech laws on their platform, it's going to affect the rest of us. I'm sure it will be a top priority of the industry and also the Trump Justice Department to see that law never goes into effect. But eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson told us, and this is a time we've got to be vigilant.
Wow,
Congressman, always enjoyable. We appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule and joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Good weekend.
Missouri's 3rd District there. He's very good. And our Capital Beat with Dr. Bob Onder, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.